both the Houses of Parliament held discussion on the Union Budget 2024-25. Participating in the discussion, Charanjit Singh Channi of the Congress alleged that the budget had disappointed people. He questioned the relocation of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar's statue in Parliament House. Mr. Channi said the budget has nothing for the people of Punjab who were affected due to floods. He also questioned the government on why the wages under MGA and REGA were not increased. The House also witnessed heated arguments between Congress MPs and Treasury bench members over some of the remarks made by Mr. Channi. Rebutting the allegations of bias against the budget, Sunil Tatkare of NCP said maximum development in his state, Maharashtra, took place during the NDA regime. Calling it a copy-and-paste budget, TMC MP Saugat Roy alleged that it is the most divisive budget in the recent times. He also raised the issue of stalling the dues of the West Bengal government by the centre. Bijayant Banda of BJP termed the union budget as historic. He said, the budget is wide in scope and deep in addressing the reforms that are necessary to take the nation forward. Hebe Eden of Congress alleged that the budget has denied employment opportunities to the youth of the country. Alok Kumar Suman of JDU, Bastipati Nagaraju of TDP, Rajiv Rai of Samajwadi Party, Arvind Sawant of Shiv Sena UBT, Arun Bharati of LJP, Dhirya Shil Mane of Shiv Sena, Malvinder Singh Kang of AAP, Sudhakar Singh of RJD, Mia Altaf Ahmed of National Conference, Raja Ram Singh of CPI-ML, CN Annadurai of DMK, Chandan Chauhan of RLD and M. Malesh Babu of JDS participated in the discussion, among others. Later, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day. New Delhi today asked Ottawa to take action against anti-India elements operating in Canada. Replying to a media query on reports that Canada has charged two people for threatening on social media to kill Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, but such actions are missing against those threatening Indian leaders and diplomats, MEA spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said the ministry has seen these reports. Speaking on Bangladesh protests, Mr. Jaiswal said over 6,700 Indian students have returned from the neighboring country. The External Affairs Ministry spokesperson said India has received excellent cooperation from the Bangladesh government. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met with CPC Politburo member and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Vientiane, Laos. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they both continued their ongoing discussions about the bilateral relationship. He said the state of the border will necessarily be reflected in the state of the ties. Dr. Jaishankar said India and China agreed on the need to give strong guidance to complete the disengagement process. Dr. Jaishankar said full respect for the line of actual control and past agreements must be ensured. Dr. Jaishankar said it is in our mutual interest to stabilize the ties. The minister said both the nations should approach the immediate issues with a sense of purpose and urgency. Mr. Jaishankar said the ability of the two countries to ensure that their ties are stable and forward-looking is essential both for the prospects of Asia and that of the multipolar world. Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Jayant Chaudhary, launched the Model Skill Loan Scheme in New Delhi today. The scheme aims to empower the country's future-ready workforce. Under the scheme, education and upskilling opportunities will be provided to 25,000 youth across the country. Supreme Court Judge Justice Sanjeev Khanna has said Lok Adalats play a vital role in resolving disputes outside of traditional courtroom settings. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, Justice Khanna encouraged litigants to participate in the upcoming special Lok Adalat, scheduled from the 29th of this month to the 3rd of next month. The biggest sporting event in the world, the 33rd edition of Summer Olympic Games, will get underway tomorrow with a glittering opening ceremony at Paris in France. The ceremony will be held tomorrow from 11 p.m. Indian Standard Time onwards. Ahead of the official commencement of the Mega Quadrennial event, India today started its campaign on a bright note with the men's team clinching third spot and women's team securing fourth place in the ranking round to seal a spot in the quarterfinal of the main event. Due to incessant rainfall in Maharashtra, especially Mumbai, Pune, Thane, Raigarh, Palghar, Kolhapur and Sangli, dams and rivers have overflowed, compelling the opening of dam gates. And that is the end of this news bulletin.